With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Sue Miller's most recent novel, Family Pictures, is a domestic drama, the story of an upper-middle-class Chicago family. David, a psychiatrist, and Lainey, a homemaker, plan to have three children. Here's Miller.
The difference begins, at any rate, when they discover that the third of these first three children that they have is diagnosed as autistic.
In a kind of desperation, Lainey goes on to bear three more children.
The father is not happy with the additional strain on the family of these three children.
He calls them the unexpected guest, and slowly cracks appear in the family structure. As a psychiatrist, the father sometimes seems to treat his children like patients.
He's very much a favorite when they're younger, it seems, and then in some way they, I think, begin to feel treated by him, that there's a kind of almost clinical distance.
Randall, the autistic boy, provokes conflicts within the family while at the same time providing a special bond with each member.
All of them must deal with Randall. All of them must make some sense of him in their lives.
Sue Miller says she didn't want Randall to be the novel's focus, for she wanted to write about a family.
I created quite a particular kind of child, one who would be silent, but would be very much in people's consciousness.
For the family, there is disintegration, divorce, death, the members going their separate ways, yet coming together at the end. It's a family like many, and yet unique. The story is told in Sue Miller's memorable novel, Family Pictures, published by Harper and Row. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Sue Miller still has not seen the movie version of her book, The Good Mother, the story of a bitter child custody battle. Miller says she wants to hold the novel in her imagination.
I had some sort of mystical sense that it might be psychologically damaging to me as a writer to see this translated version of my imagination.
Sue Miller's encore, Family Pictures, is the story of a family which has some similarity to Miller's own upper-middle-class upbringing in Chicago's Hyde Park.
That sort of bump and tumble of family life is very familiar to me, and I was very conscious of wanting to work with that and wanting to work with the sense of the particular community and neighborhood that I grew up in.
Miller's family, however, did not include an autistic child, as does the family in the book. Family Pictures is seen from many angles, but primarily from the point of view of one of the daughters, Nina, who bears witness to the family's happiness and heartbreak and ultimate disillusion. Sue Miller is sexually candid, but not gratuitously.
I feel as though it's an honest book, and it reflects, I hope, all the aspects of this life. And it seems to me one of the aspects of family life is your familiarity with the sexuality of people around you.
Family Pictures is told non-chronologically, which forced Miller to do a lot of backtracking as she wrote.
I would write one chapter and then think, well, I need to really show before this the father in a more sympathetic light, let's say. So I would go back and write a chapter that somehow I felt did that.
Sue Miller's moving novel, Family Pictures, was published by Harper and Row. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Sue Miller, author of Family Pictures, says she enjoyed staying at home as a mother for a while. But when she began teaching and doing other jobs, she began to agitate for daycare programs in Boston.
And then I began to work in daycare out of a sort of a political activism and trying to get daycare. I increasingly found I enjoyed working with little kids, and I did that for a lot of years.
After working with small children for about 8 years, Sue Miller returned to her first love, writing, and landed a creative writing fellowship. That paved the way for her to write her first novel, The Good Mother. Sue Miller says that after the wearing years of working in daycare, writing seems like a luxury.
Writing feels self-indulgent next to that. I mean, I'm very aware of what a privilege it is to write.
Miller says writing fiction is like pretending, and for her the best part is imagining the story.
Like little children, you know, saying, okay, you know, you be the dad and I'll be the mom, and then I'll say this to you and you say this to me. And that's really the same kind of thing I think that writers do. You know, you say, okay, now I'm going to be him and I'm going to say, and then you just think of this neat thing that someone can say to someone else.
Miller's advice to aspiring writers is to read.
It's not an art you can be a primitive at. There aren't the Grandma Moseses of writing, really.
Sue Miller's novel, Family Pictures, is a telling portrait of a Midwestern family, the complex interrelationships of its members, of growing up, of dying, of joy and sorrow, published by Harper and Row. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.